What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to New York Minute. I'm your host, Bryce, and today we're talking about photo at Gen Con. Last week, we talked about all of the illustrated legal supporting characters in Life Goes On, Format 16. And today we're going to do the same thing for photo. I've been recently wanting to play photo. Maybe it's because I've been around Illustrator for so long and photo's been banned most of the time. Maybe it's because we've been promised newer cards somewhere down the road this year. But we are where we are now. We're going to talk about the photo drops, 1 through 8, and they have a 9 drop. Photo is in an interesting spot. We have reasons to play photo, but it is easy to not want to. What I mean by that is, as far as defensive options, so plot twists, photo's got them and Illustrator doesn't. We have the best plot twist you could ever want. You're the last one. He's a friend from work. Know your move. Expect the unexpected. The list goes on and on. We have options. We have options. But we also have some issues. Our main characters are lacking. We don't have high quality, easy to level mains like we would want. We also have one or two, sometimes only one option on each drop. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Overall, I think Photo's going to need to overcome these issues. But if and when they do, Photo will be some of the strongest stuff you can be playing in the format. Let's get to these one drops. All right. As I did with last week, I'm going to leave a link in the description showcasing what I did. So I hit photographic supporting characters and then all health outside of one. So again, nothing that we see is going to be illegal for the format. We have one drops pulled up. We have two options. We have Baby Groot and we have Whiplash. Between the two, Baby Groot demands that you see two, at least two in an 8-turn game. Whiplash is a 2-2 constant, but he has more upside in the mid game. I think I'm going to choose Whiplash if I only had 3 to 4 slots. Whiplash is a 1-cost MCU villain, 2-2, 2 health. And he has energy whips. During the main, you pay a blue. Put a -1/-1 counter on an enemy character. If it's in its back row, move it to the front. We know now because of cards like Spider Carnage that stopping board stalls and getting that one or two more wounds when you weren't going to otherwise is really strong in the format. And I see no reason why a Spider Carnage on blue would be any different. Keep an eye on this guy. This guy, I've been playing him in almost every photo deck I've built so far. He hasn't let me down yet. Let's go to two drops. We have two options. Albert, Tanner, and Caleb. Caleb's actually interesting here because, and as we get to it later, most of the stuff you're going to want to play is evil anyway, so he does have text. I have found it personally difficult to play greens, that is Fortress or Cemeteries, and Hellmouth outside of a Forces of Darkness main character. Albert Tanner, on the other hand, he's a 3-2 with 3 health, but he doesn't have text that you care about. What's important about him is his team stamp. He's a monster of the week, which means any, if not all, main characters in photo get to play COS, and that's probably going to be super huge. In just a regular photo deck that I'm just looking to just pick up and play, it's probably Caleb, but I would definitely consider playing the Albert Tanners above him. Albert Tanner, again, is a 3-2 with 3 health, monster of the week. He has regeneration, and he has, you have something I need. During the main, you pay a green. Remove each -1/-1 counter from a character. If you removed at least one counter this way, heal a wound from Tanner. Again, none of his text is relevant. It's not important. What's important is he allows you to play 3 to 4 COSs in a style of versus where we don't have canes. We don't have a way to get our basic loc so that our main character can do their thing. This guy's probably going to be super important going down the road. Let's go to three drops. We have a couple different options here. It's starting to branch out. Super Soldier, Noel Roar, the First Slayer, and Black Panther. The worst card here is First Slayer by a lot. I don't care. She has bad stats, and she can't team attack with anybody that we've said so far. Not good. Noel Roar can heal himself. He has tough and for a green he can heal a wound. Eh, it's a little better, but not by much. Black Panther has upside. If your main character's a hero or you're on Baby Groot, you all of a sudden have a 4-2 team attacker with Bulletproof. That might be okay. He's relatively small in comparison to other stuff and the illustrated stuff that you could be playing. But the best card here has to be Super Soldier. You're not going to feel bad about seeing two of these in a game. On six, you can play the two of them and it'd be a 10 team attack from the back row. And yeah, I happen to believe that this is better than Black Panther. Super Soldier is a 3-cost, 5-1, 2-health range. It is a part of the Syndicate team. It has Swarm and it has Enhanced Durability. If this character gets stunned other than by getting struck in combat, it doesn't get wounded. Bit of longevity there. Enhanced Durability generally doesn't come up in games, but when it does trigger, it does matter because you gain another life. I'm probably taking 2 to 3 Super Soldiers if I have to, and I'll probably take the Black Panther if my main character is a hero. Let's go to 4. Turn 4, we have 6 options. Sergeant Bucky Barnes, the Winter Soldier, Ronan the Accuser, Proxima Midnight, Golem, Faith, and the Alien Bounty Hunter. Okay, so I'm probably going to get called a crazy person for this, but I'm taking Bounty Hunter here. There's a lot of upside in what that thing is trying to do, and it has Swarm and it has good stats. It can fight up. Almost every other supporting character here has to team attack with another character to get the job done. The worst card here, it's up in the air for me. It's probably Proxima Midnight, let's be honest. Ronan has text. If you're on green, he extinguishes a guy that was face down. That's not bad. Bucky is a hero and a villain. He's going to come up. And then Golem, if for some reason you're on a deck that doesn't want to just die on curve and you have little to no options left, you could play this and get yourself one more life. I'd like to talk about the Bounty Hunter, though. So the Bounty Hunter is a 4-cost, 6-4, 2-health. It's a part of the Syndicate. It has Swarm and has Shapeshifter. During the main, you pay a space. Remove a character in an enemy KO pile from the game until this character leaves play or uses this power again. It gains that character's printed keyword and superpowers. Yeah, this is going to come up. And just the other day, I had the Bounty Hunter copy Hela, and we'll talk about her in a second, but I got to get an extra instance of her keyword, and I'm sure that that's going to come up against Illustrated, where like you get to copy their top end, you get to copy a cool passive keyword. Yeah, he can fight as well. I'm definitely down with that. So we're taking 2 to 3 Bounty Hunters. The problem with him, though, moving forward, is you have to be on the Syndicate team wild location. So, and I've been playing 3 Bounty Hunters, 3 Syndicates, but sometimes that may not be enough. Sometimes it's just a 6-4-2, but that's fine. Again, it hits harder than every other option we have. Yeah, I'm taking the Bounty Hunter and I'm leaving Proxima Midnight in my photo binder. Turn 5, it's starting to peter out a bit. We have a lot more options. Ultron, Riley, Hela, Gamora, Fluke Man, Cull Obsidian, Adam, Buffy, and the Chitauri Leviathan. Yeah, there's no way it's not Hela here. This is one of the best, if not the best cards we could be playing in photo. Absolutely backbreaking. It's one of the saving graces and why you can even claim to make a photo deck work in this format. Hela states, as a 4-5 MCU villain with 2 health, each enemy supporting character has a base health stat of 1. If they already have a wound, this will kill them. You're never going to lose the board. Never. If you play this and your opponents 3, 4, and 5 each have a wound because you've been fighting and blocking and doing what you had to do, all of their cards are gone. If you're ahead, you slap this down, you get rid of their best guy, they're super behind. Yeah. You're taking all 4 of this. There's no debate. No other 5 even comes close. You can make the argument that Fluke Man should at least be talked about. And I do agree, he's a pseudo win con in photo. One of the highlights of things you can work towards is infecting the main character and then getting to the 8-drop Odin. We'll talk about him later. But between those two, if you don't make it to that turn, then it doesn't matter, right? But Hela almost guarantees that you're not going to lose the board, and that's really important. Another card I'd like to highlight here is Ultron. This guy has good stats. He has wings. In a series of cards where flight is hard to come by, yeah, I'll take the Ultrons if I have the space. And then the worst card here, whew, man. Riley's an 8-4 if he's the first fighter. Buffy can grow. Adam's fine on defense if you can pay him. It's a tie between the Chitauri Leviathan and Cull Obsidian. Cull Obsidian has good stats at least, but he has no text. Your opponent's never going to shoot him. I would say the Chitauri Leviathan is the worst card here. It never fits the role. And if you're trying to play towards the equipment, this is hard to get into your KO pile without it taking two wounds. Probably not good enough. So yeah, take the Hela, consider the Ultron, and leave the Chitauri Leviathan behind. Let's go to six. Six drops. Valkyrie, Ultron, Thor, Phyllis Paddock, Groot, Glory, Aaron Starkey, Abomination, Corvus Glaive, Dormammu, and Drax the Destroyer. Yeah, there's really no other option here. You only have two or three slots for your six drop. It's Groot every time. He gains your main character two life. Especially if your opponent's on aggro and you're trying to make it to turn 7, 8, and 9. It's Groot. I've never felt bad about playing this card. If you're ahead, he's a 7-7. If you're behind, he gains your main character two life. The worst card here has to be Corvus Glaive. This guy cannot fight. He has no text. And yeah, I just never want to play. If he had Stealth Static, he may have been a consideration, but no, not at this current point in time for Photo. And then I'd like to point out the Ultron. His stats are getting a little bit bigger. He's a 6-cost 8-8 with wings and 2 health. He doesn't have text, but he has Swarm, so he can be on the same side as the 5-drop, the 7, and the 8. And it's a one-of-a-kind, so if you can fit him, you probably should. Most of the time, you're going to give all your 6-drop slots to Groot, though. Turn 7. Here we go. Ultron. He now has flight and range and 3 health. Seraphim, Loki, Jen, Hulk, Ego, Bruce Banner, and Ebony Maw. You can go a couple different ways here. If you want to do like a grab bag on 7, I'd take the Jen, I'd take the Ultron, and I'd take maybe a copy or two of Ego. If you want to be just a solid 2-3 of the best thing I can play, there's no question. It's Ego. He gives Illustrated such a huge fit. Because most of the time, if they're on just really good cards on each drop, they can't clear this guy. It has to be exactly a team attack. It's not a defensive pump. It's not an offensive pump. Take your egos. I'm looking at Jen. I'm giving Jen the side eye here. Her text says you win the game in some cases. And Photo needs abilities like this to just fight back towards the Illustrated top end. If you have blues and or Bermuda triangles, you should probably consider her. Loki's not bad either. He's been overshadowed by Ego, but his text is brutal on defense for your opponent. And Seraphim is a one of a kind. His text shouldn't matter at this stage of the game, but he is a 7-7 with wings. I'm taking the Egos. I'm considering the Jen. And I'm going to try to squeeze in that Ultron, especially if I'm playing all copies of it 5 and up. Who can stay home? Probably the Ebony Maw. You have to set that up. He says, pay a yellow, send the top card of your deck to the KO pile. And then depending on its cost, you ping your opponent's supporting character. And if it's enough to stun them, it kills them. The problem is it's blind. You don't know what's on top of your deck. And if you're using like, I need your helps or like other forms of scrying, you would probably rather just not send it to the KO pile. He's an 8-8 blank unless you're playing Thanos the next turn. That's probably not good enough. If your opponent's on Ego and you're not, you're going to feel really bad about that. Bruce Banner's probably just right there with him. Without your main character being Iron Man, I don't want to pay for that. And he's a 7-7-2 with flight range. He can't fight. He can't fight any of these people without a pump. Yeah, I'm out. Give me the Ultron. Give me the Jen. Give me the Egos. Let's go to 8. Oh, and it says 8 and plus, so we get to talk about... We get to talk about Showtime Surtur at the end. Here we go. Ultron, Thanos, Super Elemental, Odin, the Allfather, and Captain Danvers. Oh, man. Okay. Super Elemental has the highest printed stats we can play in Photo. this guy in the multiverse, he trades with Gilgamesh, he can trade with Silver Surfer and things like that. He's worth a mention. In this format, I don't know that he's better than the third copy of Odin or the third copy of Carol, but you should probably consider it strongly. Again, he has really good stats. And his downside isn't even actually downside unless your opponent's on Spider Carnage or things like that with a red superpower. Thanos is a win con. He has 3 health. He's a 10-10. Your opponent will get choked out eventually if you're keeping the board with Hela and beefy guys. They will have to start throwing people off the cliff. Odin, we talked about Fluke Man. He's a backdoor win con for Photo as well. And then Carol, higher, further, faster, baby. She flies over flyers. She's a 10-10. She has first strike, ferocious, and she basically wins every combat she's in. And then Ultron's a one-of-a-kind 10-10 flight range, 3 health, and he team attacks with the other copies. Realistically, you can't go wrong here. And I'm actually going to say that they're all playable. You shouldn't necessarily leave them behind. Where I've been personally is Thanos in grindy decks and Odin in conjunction with Fluke Man to try and grind out games as well. Carol for aggro, the Ultron if I'm playing the other three. And yeah, you really can't go wrong here. It's going to take some insight as to what Illustrated is playing and what they're doing on their top end. The most damaging thing off the top of my head that they could be doing is stealing one of these guys with Jean Grey, Baby Girl. And the most destructive thing that she could steal from you is probably the Carol or the Thanos or the Odin. So keep that in mind when you're deck building with Photo. Here we go. The only 8-plus costed supporting character we have in Photo right now is Surtur. Surtur is a 9-cost, 115, 3 health MC villain, Ragnarok. When Surtur attacks, KO resources equal to his attack. That includes your side as well. Be careful with that. On turn 9, a hard turn 9, because Photo isn't blessed with ramp like Illustrated is, it's hard to say that you would want to play this over any of the other cards that I talked about. But if for some reason this card comes out way before turn 9, you are going to have some of the most pop-off highlight reel games you've ever had in Photo. This is one of those cards, man. Man. In the full Photo pool, there are only 2 cards, 2 main characters that can achieve this goal. And I'll leave it to you to figure out who those main characters are. But this guy wins games. And if he makes it in Photo, I wouldn't be surprised. This guy is really strong. He will knock lights out. Even just talking about him makes me want to just do it. Just do it. Just play 2-3. Just make it to that turn and just destroy resource rows. Very, very exciting card. That's it for Photo. Those are all the Photo legal supporting characters. I've had quite a bit of fun building with these cards towards the Gen Con format. And this is what's going to lead us into the road to Gen Con. I don't really have the want or need to play Illustrated at this time. So we're going to go through most, if not all, of the legal Photo mains. And we're just going to play Photo in our Gen Con testing portion of the podcast. The next time you hear from me, we'll just start making decks and we'll just talk about our choices. This has been a pretty good primer, though. Stay tuned for those deck lists coming down the pike. In the meantime, I'm your host, Burgess. This has been the New York Minute. Peace.